number 8, which is Parks and Wildlife Foundation and Second Century Habitat Fund updates with Lisa.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Jensen, Chairman, and the members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. Thank you for allowing me just a brief amount of time to give you an update on the Parks and Wildlife Foundation and the Second Century Habitat Fund. I'm Lisa Weyer. I'm the executive director for both of those organizations. So today I just wanted to inform the commission that the Parks and Wildlife Foundation is holding a strategic planning session. We're doing that virtually through Zoom next week, which will be a little bit interesting, holding it virtually, but that's the normal times that we're living in right now. So in that strategic planning session, we will be planning our next 2 years, what that looks like, who we are, where we want to go, and kind of reevaluate what our mission is. Following that strategic planning session, we are holding our board meeting October 9th. During that board meeting, a large focus of our topic of discussion will be on future projects. We will be having several of the Game, Fish, and Parks Department staff presenting on projects that they would like to see the foundation fundraise for. For the Second Century Habitat Fund, we are in the process of developing an organizational website that is just for the Second Century Habitat Fund. That website domain will be sfhabitatfund.org. We also hosted Habitat Day at the State Fair that was held on September 4th. We partnered with the department and conducted 2 panel discussions. One of those was on the impact of pheasant hunting on the state of South Dakota. And the second one was, why is habitat development important in South Dakota? Both of those went very well. We had a crowd of probably 20 for each of those panel discussions. But lots of good questions that came out of it and a lot of information that was dispersed. Also for the Second Century Habitat Fund, we did receive our first signed contract for the Every Acre Counts program, so we're excited about that. And then also very good news, we have reached our 5,000 acre goal for the enrollment into the Working Lands Habitat Program. We're roughly at about 5,100 acres that are enrolled and that are planted into grass seed or will be shortly planted into grass seed. And we've paid out about $765,000 of incentive payments for that Working Lands Habitat Program. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Questions? Comments? No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.